The group hurried across a small open space, passing the regular tourist entrance and continuing on to what had originally been the building's main entrance, three deeply recessed archways with massive bronze doors. Two armed security guards were waiting to greet them. Upon seeing Mirsat, the guards unlocked one of the doors and swung it open. "Sağ olun," Mirsat said, uttering one of a handful of Turkish phrases Langdon was familiar with, an especially polite form of thank you. The group stepped through, and the guards closed the heavy doors behind them, the thud resonating through the stone interior. Langdon and the others were now standing in Hagia Sophia's narthex, a narrow antechamber that was common in Christian churches and served as an architectural buffer between the divine and the profane. Spiritual moats, Langdon often called them. The group crossed toward another set of doors, and Mirsat pulled one open. Beyond it, instead of the sanctuary he had anticipated seeing, Langdon beheld a secondary narthex, slightly larger than the first. An Esso narthex, Langdon realized, having forgotten that Hagia Sophia's sanctuary enjoyed two levels of protection from the outside world. As if to prepare the visitor for what lay ahead, the Esso narthex was significantly more ornate than the narthex, its walls made of burnished stone that glowed in the light of elegant chandeliers. On the far side of the serene space stood four doors, above which were spectacular mosaics, which Langdon found himself intently admiring. Mirsat walked to the largest door, a colossal bronze-plated portal. "The imperial doorway," Mirsat whispered, his voice almost giddy with enthusiasm. "In Byzantine times, this door was reserved for sole use of the emperor. Tourists don't usually go through it, but this is a special night." Mirsat reached for the door, but paused. "Before we enter," he whispered, "let me ask, is there something in particular you would like to see inside?" Langdon, Sinsky, and Bruder all glanced at one another. "Yes," Langdon said. "There's so much to see, of course, but if we could, we'd like to begin with the tomb of Enrico Dandolo." Mirsat cocked his head as if he had misunderstood.
"I'm sorry? You want to see Dandolo's tomb?"
"We do." Mirsat looked downcast.
"But sir, Dandolo's tomb is very plain. No symbols at all. Not our finest offering."
"I realize that," Langdon said politely. "All the same, we'd be most grateful if you could take us to it." Mirsat studied Langdon a long moment, and then his eyes drifted upward to the mosaic directly over the door, which Langdon had just been admiring. The mosaic was a 9th-century image of the Pantocrator Christ, the iconic image of Christ holding the New Testament in his left hand while making a blessing with his right. Then, as if a light had suddenly dawned for their guide, the corners of Mirsat's lips curled into a knowing smile, and he began wagging his finger.
"Clever man, very clever."
Langdon stared. "I'm sorry?"
"Don't worry, Professor," Mirsat said in a conspiratorial whisper. "I won't tell anyone why you're really here."
Sinsky and Bruder shot Langdon a puzzled look. All Langdon could do was shrug as Mirsat heaved open the door and ushered them inside.